Jimmy Lee Tillman's here with me. He's the founder and president of the Martin Luther King Republicans Heritage Foundation Academy, fellow and producer of Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network. Jimmy Lee, yeah, you know, we watch these things happen, and it just seems to me that and what happened to Tyre Nichols? I mean, it's unconscionable. There's five police officers, and they're veterans, and they couldn't get the guy under control. Seems unacceptable to me at a minimum, obviously. And they're all going to go to trial, and they're all going to lose, I think, on a manslaughter charge. I don't know if they'll get a second-degree murder charge, but it's a symptom of the bigger problem. And the problem is all of this focus on race all the time, which, as you point out quite clearly, is the only selling point they had left against Donald Trump, which, by the way, Donald Trump was never a racist until he decided to run for president. All of a sudden, he was the worst racist of all time. He got smeared almost immediately, didn't he?
Yes. Right now, people don't understand that those cops will go to jail because Donald Trump had a policing reform program put in. Well, people don't even realize that police officers were not going to jail until President Trump came in with policing reform. So I have no doubt in my mind that justice will be served, because up until, quote unquote, the racist Donald Trump came in, black people were not receiving justice from any criminality from police officers. So what happened there, as everyone looking at it with all the pain, which they should have, those officers will be prosecuted. So I don't know why everybody's sitting here going to burn those cities down or what have you, because Donald Trump has put laws in place. And if people would pay attention, crooked cops have been going to jail. They have not been skating.
Let me ask you this. In California, for example, the reparations movement continues. They want $223,000 for each black person in California, a state that never had slavery, by the way, which, okay. And now they're demanding, saying that's not nearly enough. It needs to be at least $350,000. There's no way they can pay this money in the first place. And all of these talks and critical race theory and everything, again, I never thought about racism. That didn't give it much thought, you know. My family has people that are black, people that are Hispanic, people that are white, all in my family, immediate family. Not really something that I concern myself with much, but I hear about it all the time. And so I ask you this, are you a victim? Am I an oppressor? Because that's what's being taught to people, and it creates these divides. And I go back to, you know, listen, if we'd stop beating the drum of racism, there'd be less of it. But it puts people on the defense. It puts white people that would otherwise not be bad people, puts them on the defensive, puts them on their heels, creates this divide. And I don't know if it's for politics or whatever, but it's dangerous, isn't it?
Yes, it's very dangerous. Let me give you an example. Like you said, California in that reparation situation. What the Democrats and the left are doing are making a mockery of, again, black pain and suffering. There were reparations owed to black descendants of slavery that the government was supposed to work out. Now, I'm not looking at the 40 acres and a mule, because you multiply that times what's going on here, but there were programs to see, let's make black citizens equal in government through government programs. That was what the real idea of reparations was totally about. And the left has grabbed a hold of that, put a price tag on that, so me and you can have this conversation. So at the end of the day, programs that Donald Trump put in place would not be going on the table. I mean, reparation can be a study of, let's see what can we do as a country to put black citizens on equal footing with all American citizens. And again, if you looked at my man's American First agenda, some of the damage was being repaired. If you want to look at education inequality, Donald Trump funded black universities. And everybody know, most black professors come out of black universities. See, people don't know in the smoothness of the American First policy, a lot of incorrections are being corrected. You see, but it's easy to put just a black and white on it to sell what we sell the most, to sell the ugliness of America. See, the powers that be and the people who just want to take America down, the best way you can do that is by saying, the ugly white man is oppressing everyone around this country that's coming from America. That's the biggest thing they've been telling everyone. So even somebody who wants to, I would hate to say the white crybaby liberals, who wants to feel wash their hands clean. Of course, their children are going to be out there fighting for some miseducation, because all America has been miseducated, the white man and the black man, on what happened here in America. So if all we're talking about is, like, I wrote a book called Tillman's Handbook on Great Black American Patriots. If we're going to sit back and just talk about that all blacks in America were slaves and all whites in America were slave owners, we're teaching a lie, because somewhere in America, blacks ran away from slavery to go get freedom.
That's right.
Somewhere in America, there's a free place here in America. So if you want to sit there and say all America was racist, you're telling a lie right there. America went to war to make this country a perfect union, to end that practice which everyone says still persists right now. You see, what's wrong with, you say, critical race theory? Critical race theory is not only hurting the black race by saying, oh, my God, you was a victim. It's hurting the white race saying, oh, my God, you always kept these people oppressed, instead of telling the truth. Up north, in the northern part of America, blacks prospered. They had schools. They had universities. They had businesses. Down south, which is a small part, was probably enslaved. Out west, in California, no slaves at all. So you got to look at American history. American history is not being taught in schools, and by that is why we have the division we have right now, because everybody in America is ignorant to what it is to be an American.
Jimmy Lee Tillman, great summary. Really appreciate you being here.
Not at all, my friend.
Find out more at Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network. Look it up online. You'll find it. Jimmy Lee Tillman II, founder and president of Martin Luther King Republican. Sir, thank you for your time and your illustrations and giving us a great understanding. Thank you.
Not a problem. God bless America, everybody.
There you have it. Jimmy Lee Tillman. I'll take a break on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
Place your hand on your heart. Measure the beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's how long it takes to protect your child's life. 5 heartbeats. That's how long it takes to learn about the dangers of pesticides that could be found in your child's classroom. Asthma, lower IQ scores, and cancer have all been linked to prolonged exposure to these toxins. But if you knew there were toxin-free alternatives to pesticides, if you knew you had a voice regarding their use, if you knew you could take action that would make your child's classroom safe today, wouldn't you do something? In a heartbeat. Log on to earthshare.org today and find out how you can help. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.